Yo, you ever wonder how they made that pop noise in this Miguel song right here?
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never.
It's actually super easy, and I can show you how to do it right quick.
So the first thing you want to do is go to the basic shapes. Scroll all the way to the right till you get to the pterodactyl wave. The bird wave, I don't know. Y'all let me know what this wave is actually called. Oscillator A, turn the octave up 2, put the semi up to 7, turn the fine down to negative 70, and put the CRS around negative 9.19. Turn on the low pass filter and put it around 2200 or so. Next, we're gonna move down to the envelope settings, and this is where it's gonna kinda start to sound like it a little bit. Put the attack at 1.2 milliseconds. Put the decay at 7.6 milliseconds. Put the release at 0. So right now, it still kinda sounds like we're playing a synthesizer. So we're gonna come to the sustain right here and turn this all the way down. Right here it says negative infinity, which is crazy, and now we're starting to get there. Next, we're gonna move to envelope 2, and you can copy these settings on the screen exactly. We're gonna map this envelope 2 to the CRS. And you see this little blue ring right here? Drag that down until it's like 11 or so. Next, we're gonna move to the noise oscillator. AC hum is cool. And put the level to about 8%. All right, last, we're gonna go to the effects settings. Turn on the distortion. Turn on the compressor. Make sure it's the multiband compressor. Put the threshold at 22.1. Then turn on the phaser. And here's the final sound.